The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, we wish a very special happy birthday to our very own Thunder Rosa. That's right, your AEW World Women's Champion. And we celebrate by having some amazing guests. How about her mentor from AEW, Dustin Rhodes? Her coach joins us here on the Busted Open Podcast. Also, our very own Mark Henry chimes in for Thunder Rosa. Also, we talk about Triple H being back to his old position in the WWE with Mark Henry. And then we also get into Thunder Rosa's match next week on Dynamite for that AEW championship right now on the Busted Open Podcast. This is the legend himself, Dustin Rhodes, joins us right here on Busted Open to celebrate Thunder Rosa. Thunder, your mentor, Dustin.
Yeah, you all know how much I love Dustin, how much he means to me. I always like put him over everywhere. He's one of my very, very close friends and a mentor. And I just saw him during break coming in, and I was just like, my heart just like totally melted. So Dustin, thanks you for being here.
Hey, was your heart fluttering?
Yeah.
To be in the presence of a birthday girl who is a world champion is pretty special for me. Thank you.
Dustin is one of the sweetest people ever. Like he talks to me like he talks to his daughter. It's just like so cool. Like somebody like him is so caring, and then not only for me but for a lot of the girls that are working at AEW. Like he's done above and beyond to make sure that we're taken care of, and we have like ring time before the shows. And he's helped plenty of my girls in Texas, and he's there when we are struggling and we're in our lowest. And I'll say that in my personal experience. And I really have enjoyed working with you this couple of years, and I am so blessed that you are in my life. So thank you for being here.
I'm blessed to be in your life and to have you too, because you are an amazing person. You're one of those people that you meet down the road and that you just kind of click together. And that's you. You are like, you're like my third arm that I have here, because we kind of just alike, you know, we have so many. We like so much together. We feel the same way about a lot of things, you know, and we just click. And that's really cool for me, because I can talk to you like I've known you forever. It's like I have known you forever, or like you're my daughter. And you're a very special person to me. I want you to know that. And I love you to death. And, you know, hey, we're just getting started, right?
Yes, we are. And if you guys don't know, Mr. Dustin Rhodes has his own school in Austin, Texas. He's accepting students every 3 months, right? Or so?
Yeah. We're doing 12-week programs, right? And we're getting ready for our next 6th camp. And you can sign up today, RhodesWrestlingAcademy.com. Sorry, I'm still a little sleepy because I don't like getting up early in the morning. I heard it with you and your birthday, so yes, I'm here.
Oh, I know. He's a little grumpy. And then he also, if you guys haven't watched his students, he has a show on YouTube. I got to watch production. It's amazing. The students have been with him. Some of the students have been with him. They were champions. They're coming back and forth. But he does a student showcase that you should definitely watch on YouTube. Again, everything is available there, right, Dustin?
Yes, Rose Wrestling Academy's YouTube page. You can see our fifth showcase we just had last week. And any of the showcases, they're all on there. So please like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. I don't really know much about YouTube, so I'm just trying to learn because I'm 53 and I'm not really tech savvy like you. And you do all this hustling and things like that. And I'm like, how does she do all that? I don't understand that. Does she have people? You know, do I need to get people to do this for me? Yes, I do. And I have a TikTok person who's young that does all my TikToks and stuff. So
do you dance on TikToks? Or what do you do?
I don't know what she does. She takes my phone and she walks around the room and she does. Like, can I have my phone, please? No, I'm still doing stuff for the TikTok. Can't you just do one in 30 seconds? She's like, no, that's not how it works. You got to walk around, stop. And I don't understand, but I need to get on my phone, email, text, stuff like that. And she's got my phone and I can't find it. So
Dustin, I have a question in terms of like how you've seen, you know, like the evolution of women wrestling, because you've been in pretty much so many different territories, so many different countries. What do you see now in like the new generation of women's wrestlers?
So the new generation of females, women's wrestling is, well, it's come a long ways, right? As we know. And I really care about women's wrestling. And people think I'm weird for that, but I love women's wrestling. I think it is a challenge that I like to tackle because they don't get the respect a lot of times. And they are now more so, but they haven't gotten the respect for so long. And they're such amazing athletes. And they're just as good, if not better, than some of the guys sometimes. And it's impressive to see that when the magic happens. And I've seen it a lot with you. I've seen it a lot with, you know, some of our ladies on the roster. And it's cool when they come back and they know they've gone out there and killed it. And you see the smile on their face. And that's the payoff for me. So the payoff is not, it's, you know, money's great and all that, but it's like this giving back time that I'm in right now and this coaching, I really take to heart and I love it to death. And when I see them, you know, do something that I've taught them or, you know, do it their own way and their own character's way, right? And they come back like, you know, they couldn't believe that it would actually happen or work, and it does. And it's like, hey, man, that's the payoff for me. To see them start to climb that ladder and become successful. It's very important to me.
So Dustin, for you, let's talk about one of those moments and the moment when Thunder won the AEW World Women's Championship. You know, at the end of that show, at the end of that Dynamite, after she beat Dr. Britt Baker, you came into the cage and shared that embrace and that moment to end that show. What was that like for you?
Well, it was a special moment, but, you know, I knew I was going to go out there, but I think I went too early. And it doesn't matter. I was going to go anyways. It's one of those special moments that you need to be a part of because I was super, super proud of her, super proud. And finally, all this work that she has done, you know, had culminated to this one moment. And I just wanted to share it with her. I don't want to take anybody's spotlight or anything like that. It was a special moment to me. She is like my child. And it was, I can't explain it. It was just it was a super dad proud moment, you know, in my heart. It melted my heart and it was really cool.
Yeah, just like I get to see, I have some of the pictures saved on my phone and it's like the way that I'm like looking at you when you're like, we're on top after, it was like, it's so special because like I told you before and I've said it multiple times, like Dustin has been there for me from day one when I was unsigned. And I, when I knew that this was going to happen, I said, he needs to be there with me because he needs to share this with me because he's been through like this whole, you know, trials and tribulations that I've been in at AEW and he held my hand, and to find somebody like that to hold your hand and not expect anything but respect back and admiration, it was everything for me. So thank you for everything. And thank you for everything you've done for professional wrestling too.
hey, thank you for allowing me to go out with you. I'm glad, if you wouldn't have said anything, you know, it probably wouldn't have happened. Although I would have been standing at the edge of the stairs when he came down. That was super, super special for me. And I need you to know that. And I love you so much. And you're just getting started. My God, what are you, 7 years in the business? Eight?
Eight.
Yeah. I mean, you're just getting started. You're going to rock this world so many more times, time over again, man. You're just going to go through a roller coaster of emotions that everybody has been through at my age. And you're going to see a lot. And you're going to have down times. You're going to have up times, right? And you're going to fall down a million times. But the most important thing you need to remember is that even if I'm not in your presence, I'm with you. And when you fall down, you need to imagine my hand there helping you back up, because that's what it needs to be. You got to get back up and you got to keep going forward, because whatever you did that night, it's gone. It's done. You got to move on. That's very important that you not like look back at all the things that you've done. It's great, you know, but some of the bad times you can't focus on them. You got to focus on, okay, that's done. And I messed up a couple things or whatever, but you don't ever mess up anyway. So it's like, whatever. But when you do fall back, don't worry about it. Just go on with your life and go on to the next stage, into the next match, into the next program, whatever it is, because you can. You're good. You are really good at what you do in that ring. And it's impressive. Somebody just, when you came in at 6 years, to be so good like that. And it's like, you're natural. And there's not too many people that in 6 years that become really, really good, you know, and you were one of those when you first arrived. It's been a special time to work with you, to work with all the girls, because I love all of y'all, man. But there's a special bond between you and me. And I take you sometimes a little more serious than I take the other girls, even though I'm there for them. And I always will be. And I want you to know that, too. You know, right now, I'll always be with you. No matter what, no matter if I'm here tomorrow, the next day, or you don't see me in a year, I'm going to make it a point to always be here for you.
Thank you so much. And that's all that you, sometimes that's all that you pray when you want a coach, somebody that is going to be there for you and is going to teach you and is going to, you know, discipline you when you need to be disciplined, because that's how you learn. And I am so thankful that you're in my path and, you know, your family are in my path.
It's like 3 years ago, I started coaching and I'm like, this is something that I really love. And I found it. And it was like, wow, this is really cool. And the next thing you know, I'm open to school. I'm coaching. And I think I'm pretty damn good at it. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not as hard as I would like to be sometimes with some of the talent, but I think I'm pretty honest. And I think that's why they understand me and they accept me, is because I'm not screaming and yelling all the time, because that does nobody any good, right? Mm. Yeah, you scream at somebody, what the fuck was that? That was a drizzling shits and this and that. You can't do that, you know? You have to explain the reasons why it was bad or why it was good, and, you know, and with a calm heart, you know, so that you can actually get through to somebody and they can see that. And then they're like, wow, I really respect that. That's nice. And some of them don't, some of them just fucking shocked and can't stand it, you know? And it's like, I don't want to work with him anymore, but hey, I think I'm really good at what I do. And you listen, you're coachable, very coachable. And you understand my rating from a 1 to 10. And I do that with all of them. Right. And I'm like,
yeah.
And you know it's good, and you know when it's bad. You can see that. You can see the little moments that make it bad or, you know, not so good, right?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm rambling on right now, but
no, I love it. No, this is good.
I love coaching them all, you know, even the guys, you know, like Will is great. I love Will, Ricky Starks, you know, the boys that are the future, that are the now right now. So they have a lot to learn. They're doing great.
Last question for me, sir, and thank you so much for joining and celebrating Thunder's birthday. What was the one thing you saw early on with Thunder, where you said you have that special relationship? What was it that you saw in her early on?
One word, confidence. She had confidence and she wasn't scared to speak her mind. And that's very important when you're trying to get somewhere in the business, right? And I look back at the times that I was scared. I was scared to speak my mind and to do certain things. And it's taken a lot of my career to finally get to where I'm at and realize that, you know what? You got to speak up. You got to be selfish, not mean, but selfish. You have to look for yourself, right? And while you're helping other people by your work rate, which is what Thunder does really, really well, the only thing we really need to work on with Thunder is her selling. And she knows it. But if she had confidence, and confidence will take you a long ways in this business. Confidence and being a little selfish at times and saying no sometimes and understanding that you're not trying to be an asshole. You just, you know, you're looking out for business and the storyline and where it's leading and things instead of jumping to a conclusion and going, hey, man, let's not do that now and not giving any reasons why. And she does that. She speaks her mind. She's very calm. Sometimes she's a little forceful, but hey, you know, that comes with confidence, right? But confidence is going to drive her the next decade and on.
This is Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and host of the award-winning SiriusXM podcast, Black Diamonds. We're back with new episodes following a star-studded trip to L.A. for All-Star Week, featuring my conversation with Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
It's Dusty and I right now, and it's sad that people don't feel that people of color have the mind to manage the game.
Hear the story of Negro Leagues Baseball right now on Black Diamonds, a SiriusXM podcast available on the SXM app, included with all of our trials and popular plans.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
He's a host here, obviously. He's a part of our family. Hall of Famer. Mark Henry. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Happy birthday, Thunder Rosa.
I miss you today, actually, very much.
Listen, I just want to know, you had Rosa on earlier. I don't know if I can top that.
Well, if you can call David a flat, how do you call you? You have what? What's the seat that you have?
He said he had a flat Caucasian butt.
Yeah, I did. I have, I suffer from flat assesis.
Listen, it's too early for y'all to be drinking. I'm just saying.
You know, I
a little too early. I mean, I'm sure that it's the time somewhere in the world, but like, man, this early?
Mark?
No, we've been having a lot of fun. I can tell you that. But
tequila on the birthday.
Bring it. A couple margaritas.
I had my one mishap with alcohol on the air, yes. And it'll never happen again.
We did a SummerSlam party a couple years back during the pandemic. We did a virtual party, and Mark drank some of The Rock's tequila.
A little bit of the bubbly.
He's not somebody that drinks alcohol. And he had a little bit, and man, he forgot people's names. Like, he literally forgot people's names. It was great.
I think I cussed Apollo Crews out too.
Yeah.
Oh! Wow. Do you remember it was everything you just watched?
No, I just saw the replay of it, and Apollo came up to me because I saw him at TV, and he was like, man, He was like, you let me have it the other day. And I was like, sorry, boy.
Oh, Mark, you are so
funny. I just want you to know that you've been a very welcomed addition to Bust It Open. You pulled your weight. You've added a lot to the show. There's a lot more women that listen to our show now because of you. Our influence on the Spanish heritage and community has been bolstered by your being with us, and we appreciate that. Like that, I think I could speak for Dave and Paul and Gabby and Tommy and Bully and all of our supreme guys that's behind the scenes when I say that you know, you've done a really good job. I'm proud of you as a friend and as a comrade in arms. So you have the greatest birthday that anybody could ever have, and we'll celebrate from a distance. I'm gonna have a piece of cake today in your honor.
Please, I have not had cake yet. So just do it. Thank you so much, Mark. And for me,
let's all set a time.
Yeah, for me, having you as a friend and as a coworker now, it's been really good because you're so kind and you're like one of the nicest people I probably ever met. And I just realized today is an official anniversary of me getting signed of AEW. So I am. Yeah, so I'm celebrating twice, you know, and I'm super blessed, honestly, that lead into so many other things. And, like, you know, that lead me into, like, working with you, networking with you, because, you probably know, guys, he's one of those guys that goes around, you know, networks, gets stuff, starts raising money for other people. And I'm, like, doing the same thing. We are very, you know, business-minded, like, and I love working with you, and I love working with you at AEW too. Watching you eat popcorn all the time.
So. Get your popcorn.
I'm addicted.
Ready.
Hey, my family, everybody in my family, we love popcorn. When I come off the road, they're like, "Can we go to the movie theater and get popcorn and take it home and watch movies?" And that's what we do a lot. So yeah, we popcorn people.
It's really cute, and you know, and I love the whole. It that's like the joke with everybody now. It's time. For the main event, we all do that now. It's lovely. It's lovely. I have
it's
a
time very blessed life. To go to catering. It's time to do Bust It Open.
Yeah, and
it's,
you can
it's
hear,
something. It's every day.
And you can hear Mark now on Mondays. He's going to be with me on Monday. Thank goodness to start off the week the right way with the world's strongest man, Mark Henry.
Damn.
I'm gonna miss Fridays though.
No, I miss you on Fridays. I was like, I for some reason I was like, where's Mark? Where's Mark?
Well, Mark and I could get very silly on Fridays, but like I need him for Mondays, and we have to be a little bit more professional on Mondays, but we still get a little crazy on Mondays. But Mark, as you know, is one of the most knowledgeable people out there. And speaking of that knowledge, just want to get one great take from you, Mark, because I always want to get a great take from you, is that the WWE just announced, effective immediately, that Triple H will resume his executive position as EVP of Talent Relations. He was gone. Obviously, some health issues. Good to see Triple H back in the fold, Mark.
Yes. I mean, he's definitely going to be able to do the job. He's got experience doing that job at a high level for many years. And the one thing that I would really try to make sure happen is he delegates the stressful duties, because there's a lot of times you have to talk to talent about contracts. You have to talk to talent about why you're not involved in the main event this week. You have to do it. He does not have to do that on a day-to-day basis. And hopefully Paul will delegate those stressful duties to somebody else so he can have the glamorous job of running the business side and keeping everything above board. So it's not a surprise to me that he stepped back in. He can do that job.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Thunder, while we have Mark on the line, What are you going to be doing for your birthday tonight? How are you celebrating your birthday?
I'm going to be working all day. Actually, I started today. I was, of course, you know, having some technical
day is a guaranteed day.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I work from after this, I'm going to get ready and go to Combate, and I'm doing, I'm calling Mucha Más Acción for Paramount Plus. So I'm going to be calling a lot of MMA fights.
Okay.
Workaholic. You're a workaholic.
I am.
You bought that paper.
Hell yeah.
That's too bad. You got to take some time for you. Hopefully you'll have a day soon where you can take some time for you, because what Mark just said is true. You know, for me, there's very few guaranteed days on the calendar. Your birthday is one of those guaranteed days, Mark, and we came up with some radio-friendly terms for your guaranteed days. We did that last week.
Yeah, so, it was funny as heck.
Yeah, and my roll the hay, you know.
The horizontal mumbo jumbo.
That's right.
Oh, my God, you guys are terrible. You're just bad. You're just bad influence.
No, but I like to think that Mark and I are actually pretty good.
You guys are going to hell.
Dave's number one. Dave's number one is my favorite too. Just go home and go whoop whoop. Call it out.
Getting your stuff in.
Getting your shit in.
Getting it in.
Getting it in.
Wow.
Just a little bit.
Wow. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. Everybody celebrates their own way. You know, that's what's great about your birthday. You celebrate whatever makes you happy.
You want an inside look at the NFL with two future Hall of Famers? Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go with Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray returns for the 2022 season.
What a blessing it's been to be a part of football history. Tom's experience always shows up in big games.
That means in-depth football talk and the best guests in the podcast world.
Come see me, and now you really Hall of Fame.
Come see Uncle Snoop in the studio.
Hear the best of Let's Go, dropping Mondays on your podcast feed up until the season premiere on September 5th. Download and subscribe right now on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Let me talk about my match next week, man.
Oh, you have a match next week?
Are you not watching AEW?
Of course. I tweeted about it.
You know,
I
tweeted just about it. I'm going to walk away with my title right now.
Wait a second.
Away with my title.
I tweeted about it because I watched the match that you had. It was a loss and it was hard. I know it's difficult to travel to Japan, which you did, and to go up against different styles, different women. You truly are, when they call you AEW World Women's Champion, it's the truth. You're one of the few champions out there that you can really call a world champion, because you do, not only do you travel, but you travel to face the best around the world. That's what you did weeks ago. And we're going to get the rematch on Dynamite next week.
And I want to add to that. I want to say thank you to Tony Khan, because he's the one who, you know, definitely has another vision for a lot of things. And yes, I know a lot of people are like, oh, Tony, why are you doing this? Tony, why are you doing that? He's doing something that not a lot of people have done in a long time, right? And for me, for the fact that I was able to return to Japan and I was able to face their ace of Tokyo Joshi Pro was actually pretty awesome. Like, it brought so many eyes to Tokyo Joshi Pro, to so many of the new girls that are there. And I don't think they receive enough support and they're not giving them the flowers that they deserve. They have really good talent there, man. Really, really good talent. And they're very open to work with other promotions, and they're very open to work with new women from America or from Europe. You know, there's another champion, the international champion. She's from Europe. So for me, it was a very tough. Like, I almost didn't make it. Like, my visa wasn't ready. I had to go to Houston to get my visa from Rochester. So I went from Rochester to Detroit, Detroit to Houston, Houston to LA, LA to Tokyo. I got off the plane at 5 a.m. Took me an hour to go through like everything, and then took a baby nap, shower, and I was on the venue already getting ready for this match. And it was like 90,000 degrees on the venue. It was the first time that the fans were able to chant because of COVID. So they were hot. Like, the fans were really, really hot. So, so for people that are like, oh, they're not making any noise. They're not used to making any noise anymore because of COVID, right? So it was very special. Like, I remember there was a moment in where we're in the locker room in the back, and there's everybody's watching the beginning of the show, and the fans started chanting. I'm not gonna lie to you. There was a couple of girls crying. They were like, this is beautiful. Like, we Americans, we forget, you know, that other people and the struggles that they go in. Like, wrestling, it was one of the things that saved a lot of people from COVID. From all the, you know, struggles, the mental health struggles that they had. And when I saw the girls crying, seeing the fans being so happy to be back, like, fully on now, it was really awesome. And I was part of that show. And I was part of me coming back as a champion, as an AEW women's champion to this company that were the first ones who actually, they believed in me. And that meant a lot as a foreigner. When you go there, the first time that you go there, they tell you that you're going to be the jobber for your whole life, that you're never going to be a star, that you're just there to, you know, do the work. That really is, that's heartbreaking. But that, again, and I said it before, that really lit my fire to be who I am now. Because they call me so many times, they call me that I was never going to make it, and I was a jobber. And then, you know, and even now, people criticize me. They're like, oh my God, you do this, you do that. Oh my God, you're not a good worker. Oh, you're so difficult to work with, blah, 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 blah. The fact is this, everybody wants a piece of Thunder Rosa. Every single company all over the world wants a piece of Thunder Rosa. And that's a freaking fact. I was going to use the F word, but I'm not going to use it. And the fact that I went out there I put the challenge for Yamashita,
hour, but go ahead.
And I told her that she won, she was going to get a shot in America. Yes, she won. But now I know what I need to do to win this fight. So with that said, I am super excited because I get to wrestle again. And you here in America and all over the world are going to get to see some real Yoshi wrestling, which I'm super excited. I'm going to beat the out of her because that's how I like to do it. And she's probably going to beat me too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys have to tune in on Wednesday. And again, I'm going to show again why I am the AEW Women's World Champion. And it's not because I'm a paper champion. It's because I show it every time inside and outside of the ring. Thank you very much.
Well, there's a lot to what you just said, Thunder, and everything that you said is absolutely true. First and foremost, as I said, you're a world champion. So when you do go to these companies, you know, it's great for the wrestler that you're going up against and the company as well, because maybe there's some people who've never heard of the opponent that you're about to step into the ring with or the company that you're about to wrestle for. So maybe that Japanese audience knows, but now people in the States know. I messaged you soon after that match a couple weekends ago, and I thought it was one of the best matches that you've ever had. Definitely the most physical match that you ever had. That says a lot because you've had some physical matchups in the past, but that matchup was very
physical. It was physical. It was physical, but I don't think it's one of the most physicals. I think this is the most physical I had with another female wrestler, right? I have had some very physical matches. Let's go back with Allison Gay. Her and I were all the time around the ring. It's just pure fire, you know? And going back what you were saying on me going on other companies and in other parts of the world, going back to Tokyo Joshi Pro, we made the buy-in rate a lot higher, and they posted that on a tweet. You know, that's important because, again, it brings value to their show. I know I bring value to their shows. I bring something different that hasn't been brought before, right? And even for example, this Wednesday when I said that I was gonna wrestle Yamashita, I spoke three languages during the promo. Three: English, Spanish, and Japanese. Tell me who else is doing that. Tell me who else is taking a risk of doing that. If you're not, you know, maybe you're living under a little rock. But this is who I am. I like to push the envelope, and that's what Medusa was saying. And that's sometimes why, you know, I have some frictions with certain people because they don't like how I do things. But you know what? I ride my own horse. And I get to create my own path, you know, and that's how it is. Because Dana Rosa does whatever she wants to do. And I've been doing that for 8 years and it's been working. So I'm going to do whatever I want to do this Wednesday with Yamashita. And if you haven't seen her, if you are like questioning, well, Thunder Rosa, we don't know who Yamashita is. Well, go online, you know, go on YouTube, go and check it out. They put it on there for a reason because they wanted you to see what we did. And, you know, people were watching, we were like opening for Dark. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. And the feedback was great. I don't think people are used to see me like that. I am another animal when I go to Japan. I can tell you that.
First and foremost, I hope Mike, our videographer for the show, puts out a collage of some of the video from today's show, because watching you physically trying to ride a horse might have been the best thing that I've ever seen. you're ridiculous. People pay money to see that. Gabby, I know that you had a question for Thunder. Follow that one up, please.
First of all, you do this to me all the time when you don't know what to say next. You're like, oh, Gabby, I know you wanted to jump in here real quick. You've done that before. But I didn't have a question I wanted to ask Thunder. But I normally do have my segment, Dave, that I know you're very fond of on Fridays called Gabby AF, which I'm very excited now to be moving forward, Thunder, to be a part of that segment on Fridays with me every single week. So I'm very excited.
It's going to get sexy.
It's going to get
and violent.
It's going to be a different kind of AF, if you know what I mean. But I didn't want to ask a question. I just wanted to say how much I love and appreciate Thunder as a friend and person in my life, because I'm very privileged and blessed to call her a friend as opposed to just a work colleague or someone that I talk to. You know, I work with Dave on Busted Open and I do all this stuff and I meet a lot of wrestlers and there's plenty that I become friendly with, but there's different levels of friendship and it's pretty amazing to have someone who, you know, will text me randomly like, miss you, bitch, what are you doing? Like, this is literally conversations that we have. Yeah. And someone who is literally been through so much and is so busy, like I don't think people understand that she's nonstop because she works so hard and she's doing a million things but can take the time to send me a text or check in or be like, oh, by the way, we're doing this, like, would you want to come, like, involve me in things when she does not have to whatsoever. She is truly a blessing in my life as a person and as a friend, and she's one of the most beautiful people inside and out that I truly love. I don't trust a lot of people in my life. And I'm not a corny person at all. And I never used to believe that, like, everything happens for a reason. But in circumstances in my life, it's brought me Dave, who's someone that's very important and I love. And Dave brought me Thunder. So there's a few people in my life that are very important to me. And you are one of them. So I hope you have the best birthday ever. And I'm so happy to have this journey on Busted Open with you every single Friday and see what else is in store for the two of us. Because you're a phenomenal human being and I love you.
I love you too. There's gonna be so many hot photo shoots in store, guys. So be ready.
I'm excited.
Calendar's coming. Busted Open Calendar 2023.
Ooh, Busted Open Calendar. I'll get. You know, do I have to get
all this? It's gonna be awesome.
She just slapped her.
Sorry, I'm wilding out.
Yes. Also, do I have to get naked for this calendar, or can I wear?
No.
I can put up a pole and
explosion. Well, I started growing a mustache for the calendar shoot.
Oh, so. I texted David this week, and I was like, "What's up with this porn stash that you're wearing? You know, what's going on?"
Well, you know, you try to spice things up when you're married. You try to spice things up for the wife. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.